Nine Parts of Desire. The Hidden World of Islamic Women. Written and read by Geraldine Brooks.
Almighty God created sexual desire in 10 parts, then he gave 9 parts to women and 1 to men, said Ali, the husband of Muhammad's beloved daughter Fatima and founder of Shiite Islam. At my Catholic school, we were taught the reverse. Girls, the less sexually active gender, had to guard their behavior because boys, driven crazy by lust, weren't capable of guarding theirs. In either culture, women somehow manage to get the wrong end of the stick. Women bear the brunt of fending off social disorder in the Catholic tradition because they aren't considered sexually active, and in the Muslim tradition because they are. It is this notion of women's barely controllable lust that often lies behind justifications for clitoridectomy, seclusion, and veiling. You think we hide our women because we're confused about sex, a Saudi friend named Abdulaziz said to me one day. On the contrary, we hide them because we're not confused. But it continued to confuse me. In Saudi Arabia, I got to know a couple who had fallen in love over the phone. He edited a magazine, she contributed a poem. He called her to discuss its publication, and the two of them were soon having long, intimate discussions on poetry and politics. They agreed to marry before they ever met. Like most Saudi homes, theirs had 2 entrances, one for men, one for women. I arrived at the high-walled villa one night for a party. White-robed men moved to the front door. Their wives, black-veiled and clutching colorfully dressed toddlers, made their way to an entrance at the side. Each door opened onto a large sofa-lined salon, the women's decorated in floral pink cottons and plush carpets, the men's a more austere and formal room. The two groups didn't mingle. But there was one male guest the host particularly wanted me to meet, an academic who had been jailed for political views that pitted him against the Saudi monarchy. To talk with him, I had to break with convention and sit with the men. When I returned to the women's salon, the man's wife winked at me. You just did me a great favor, she said. My husband loves to talk politics, and talking politics to a woman is sure to have made him aroused. Now I can't wait to get him home. I know I'll have great sex with him tonight. I blushed. The woman laughed. You Westerners are so shy about sex, she said. Here, we talk about it all the time.